The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, please accept our condolences on the martyrdom of Lady Fatima alayha salam. Now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Afzal Mirali.
Our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, according to Imam Khomeini radwanullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he was describing the personality of Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha, he says that Sayyidah Zahra, she was a Jabaruti, a Malakuti presence that had all of perfections in her, to the extent that had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi not been created, or he was not there, if the Holy Prophet was not there, and had Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha been created as a man and not a woman, she would have been Rasulullah, because she was an exact manifestation and embodiment of the perfections that he had. At that, if we turn towards the words of Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha, one of the things, or one of the factors behind the fact that behind us not receiving all of the texts of or us not receiving as many narrations from Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha, just like we receive from other imams, was firstly due to her age, because of the fact that she did not live a really long age. Secondly, because of the fact that she was a woman. At that, there were only a very few amount of ashab who had the honor of being able to converse with her, among them Salman al-Muhammadi radwanullahi ta'ala alayh. And not everybody. Bilal bin Rabah radwanullahi ta'ala alayh was also one of these people. However, there are certain instances when Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha, she gave speeches, and the most famous occasion was when she went to defend the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi in Masjid al-Nabawi. On that occasion, after Fadak, she was deprived from her gift of Fadak from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And of course, this was after the event of attacking her house. So the masayib that were befalling her, they were continuously increasing and increasing. At that, this sermon of Fadak, if we have a look at it, we find that just like other texts from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that our ulama study, the sermon of Fadak has been studied in such a way that ulama from all different principles of Islamic knowledge and non-Islamic knowledge, general knowledge, for instance, Arabic language and morphology and sarf and nahu and grammar, etc., and balagha, Arabic eloquence, the science of Arabic eloquence, all of these ulama have studied the khutbas of Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha, and they have found it to be full of knowledge. At that, we find that ulama of poetry, balagha, fiqh, ilmul kalam, that is the main title for today, the theological thought of Sayyidah Zahra, what is usul al-din, or what are usul al-din and its details, what does Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha teach us in terms of usul al-din, we find our ulama, they have all studied this. And they also find and conclude the fact that the eloquence of Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha is parallel to the eloquence of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. And it is not below that. It is of the same level. They have the same level of knowledge. There is no extra talk. And whatever has been mentioned, it has meaning and it has a goal. Our Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha, when she gave that speech, which was full of knowledge on one hand, eloquence, and the way she gave it, she shook the foundations and the, if you were to say, the chair of tyranny, not to say throne, but the chair of tyranny and the foundations of tyranny in that masjid during that time. And she was able to expose the real face of those people who are claiming to be following the tenets and the ahkam and the rulings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. At that, we find, if we were to go, now let me talk some, in using some scientific terminology, if we were to go and look at the sermon to try to categorize all of the different topics, considering which Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayhi talked, either directly or indirectly, we find that we would need a huge dictionary in order to categorize what she talked about. She talked about, I mean, just with regards to aqaid or Islamic knowledge, for instance, as Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayhi explained, to start with tawheed in the most eloquent and deepest way. And I will explain a couple of examples in the course of today's speech. First of all, tawheed. She talked about nubuwa. She talked about imama and the khilafah and the wisaya after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Our Sayyidah Zahra, she referred to al-ma'ad, resurrection. In addition to the fact she explained, the justification and philosophy and secrets behind many of the legislations and furu' ad-deen, that is to say the tenets or the branches of religion, salat, sawm, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all of these wajib. Okay, in addition to the fact that she talked about inheritance by prophets, she talked also about shukr and the philosophy of how shukr is related to tawheed directly. This is something that she was one of the first people to focus and to talk about. Now, in our lecture today, we want to talk about the kalami, theological thought, and the knowledge of Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha. And we have chosen the sermon of Fadak. Now, because of the fact that our time is limited, I have chosen one of the theological details and topics, or one of the subtopics that comes under the general title of Ilmul Kalam. That is to say, theology, which is Tawheed. Tawheed, according to the thought of Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha, in Al-Khutbah Al-Fadakiyya. That is to say, the sermon of Fadak. Sayyidah Zahra, she says, ابتدع الأشياء لا من شيء كان قبلها وأنشأها بلا احتذاء أمثلة امتثلها كونها بقدرتي وذرأها بمشيته. He is the one who created all things without any past prototype and model, and originated them without having any past image and equals. That is to say, this dunya and this world, this existence, it had another existence which was like it, and Allah based our existence on that was there before. Rather, He created them with His might, and He dispersed them according to His will. This has two meanings. ابتدع الأشياء, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means that He created creation in an unprecedented fashion. This creation, it did not have anything that resembled it from before. There was no model that He based it. You know, when you open the Kinder Egg, okay, khair, you have that small image, the guide of how to build up that toy, correct? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not have such a guide or any manual, any picture. He created it. He innovated everything. So there was no model. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we say, Sayyidah Zahra says, لا من شيء كان قبلها. ابتدع الأشياء لا من شيء كان قبلها. لا من شيء كان قبلها. Not from anything that was there before it. Means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He creates things not from matter that existed before, and then He created and molded something out of it. He created something that was not there, from nothingness. He gave it His existence. He said, become, with His will and with His might. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created things from nothingness, things that did not exist. Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha, at that, she has taught us a lot, considering Tawheed. And of course, this khutbah is one that I would really encourage my dear brothers and sisters to have a second look at, and to look at some of the explanations that talk about it.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء.
يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء.
فاطم الزهراء.